Fast Forward Productions, The Women Are Speaking.
Welcome to the Daily Hype Podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Pollard, and a few times every week, we will be here giving you tiny doses of motivation, inspiration, and ways that we can all try to be a little bit better to ourselves and other people. We hope that you learned something about yourself, about communication, about relationships, and let's dive into today's episode. We are in season 3 of the Daily Hype Podcast, and with that comes some really exciting updates. You might have noticed that the cover art has changed and that this season we have a sponsor of the entire episode, our friends at MeTime. MeTime is the first morning routine kit to hit the market, and it is game-changing. When I got into a car accident in 2017, I got really, really deep into a bad place. And so I started journaling. I started really reflecting on affirmations, and I used different essential oils to calm my nervous system. And with that, the morning routine evolved. And that is what MeTime is today. With the kit, you get all three of those things: eucalyptus oil, a deck of cards that all have affirmations on them, and a journal specifically made the way that I journal so that everybody can experience it for themselves. The best part about the morning routine kit is that you don't need like an hour and a half and a meditation room and a plush robe and complete quiet. Like, that is such a lie that is fed to us about morning routines. It's like, we all have like maybe 10 to 15 minutes in the morning, and that's the beauty of this kit. It can be done in 15 to 20 minutes if you do the whole thing together, but if you just want to do the journal, that might be 5-7 minutes. You have the affirmation card that you can just grab on your way out the door, the eucalyptus oil to dab on your wrists, take a big inhale. If you have just 1 minute, there is something in this kit for you to level yourself out, to feel more connected to yourself, to feel a little bit more organized in your day-to-day. It's the best way to kickstart your morning. The best thing is that everybody listening here gets a special discount for the morning routine kit. Go to the MeTime website. You can find the link in our bio. It's haveamomentforyourself.com, and use the code thedailyhype for 10% off your first purchase. We are so excited to see you guys utilizing this in your day-to-day life. And now with all of that said, let's jump into the episode so that you can level yourself out in a new way. Yes. I'm going to talk about planning. I'm a big planner. Something that I do with my clients is that I like to reinforce that all the work that you do on your best days really isn't for your best days. The work that you do in your life isn't necessarily for, you know, when things are happy-go-lucky, but it's for when times are really hard. And it's in those moments that you're typically like, I don't care about the hippy-dippy, woo-woo, cliche quotes that I'm supposed to be believing, okay? Things suck right now, and that's all I can think about. But the thing is like in those moments is when all the work actually counts. That's when it actually matters. So, you know, for instance, I was working with someone the other day who keeps getting in these really angry fights with her partner, and nothing bad ever happens. It's just like, you know, jabs. There's a little bit of like things that people shouldn't say, and neither party is really responsible. It's just kind of like they keep escalating. And so my advice to her was like, you guys have to sit down when things are good or at least calm and say, we need a plan for when we fight. Maybe one person needs space. Maybe one person needs to be told that they're not leaving. Maybe one person needs a reminder that we're allowed to fight and still love each other. Like, what is it that you're most scared of in a fight? What is it that you need the most when you're that agitated? So if someone says, you know, I need space. I need to go on a run, or I need to be alone, or I don't trust what I'm thinking. I don't know what I'm thinking. I just need a minute. Then that person can ask for it, and that other person can understand,
okay, we talked about this. We had a conversation about this. I don't want her to take a minute, or I don't want him to take a minute, but we talked about this. It's what they need. Fine. But the thing is that in the moment, if you don't have that plan, you're just going to be screaming over each other, trying to like, this is what I need. No, this is what I need. You know what I mean? Like, you need to do that when things are calm, when things are good. And that also kind of relates to our life. So also, when things are great at work, when things are great in our life, when things are going really well for us, you know, it's not morbid and it's not pessimistic and it's not negative to think about, well, what is my plan for if and when things go badly? You don't need to take weeks to do this, right? You don't need to like sit down and just like obsess over it and get down in the dumps. My point here is more like make a plan, put together, you know, create habits that help you when things are good and when things are bad. Journaling is a great one. Affirmations are a great one. Listening to this podcast is a great one. What are things that you can do in your life that you can build up over time so that when things are good and when things are bad, you have tools in your tool belt? That's something I like to say often. Like, a lot of times when we're trying new self-developmental tricks, productivity hacks, ways to view things differently, different mindset shifts, these are tools in our tool belt so that when the house comes crashing down, you can put it back together, right? So building up these tools in your toolbox, building up things that support you in the bad and in the good, creating a plan for things in case they go south. What's my plan if I lose my job? What's my plan if this relationship doesn't work out? What's my plan if we get in a fight? What's my plan when Uncle Larry decides to bring up really disgusting political commentary at the dinner table? What's the plan for the hard things? What's it like to go back to my parents' house if you have a poor relationship with them? What's it like? Whatever it is, what's your plan? Don't take a significant amount of time. Don't ruminate on it. Don't ruin your day. But it's then when things are bad that you don't have to think about what you're going to do. You know, you can just be in your feelings. You can say, I already know what I'm going to do because I made a plan already. Because when things are tough, you're exhausted. Or when things stress you out, you don't want to think about that. You're like, I just want to chill. I'm so stressed. So look out for your future self. Make a plan for the bad on the good days, okay? And kicker, you got to stick to it. That's the sucky part. So make your plan, stick with it, and create habits in your day that when things are bad, when things are good, you can fall back on them. You can rely on them because they're serving you. They're doing something for you. That's my challenge. I hope you have a great day. I love that you guys are sticking around. Thank you for being here. If you like the podcast, please leave a review. I know I have a little blurb that's going to go on after this, but honestly, it really means a lot to me. So thank you for being here. See you soon. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of The Daily Hype. If you're interested in all the other things that Team AP Consulting is up to, make sure to go to our website, teamap.consulting, and you can check out our services. You can listen to our second podcast, The Unfiltered Entrepreneur, or you can even take a look at MeTime, our wellness product, to make your morning even better. Talk to you soon.